Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Thread Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, January 25th. The grains have started the week out higher here today with March corn up 13 cents, March wheat up 14 cents, March beans up 36 cents. Quite a reversal of fortune from Friday's closes. It really looked from a technical standpoint that these markets were in serious trouble on Friday, but we kind of opened up steady to a little bit firm and shot straight up after the opening. Not sure what's caused the big rally. There's rains in Brazil. There's some rains in northern Argentina. They still need rains in southern Argentina, but it's not terrible for the time being. One would think with the Chinese seeing this African swine flu, they are liquidating some of the herd. You'd think that that would back off on their export demand. We didn't see any export sales today, but the weekly sales were good. 1.98 on beans, 1.39 on the corn, 5.23 on the wheat, all better than expected. But I'm not sure why we rallied here today. I think it's, you know, a mistake. But, you know, these markets have had an incredible resilience factor to them, and today doesn't look like it's any different. So for the rest of the week, you know, if the funds want to come back into this thing, we can move it higher. I'm not sure fundamentally we can justify it. We're going to be looking at huge, huge acres, corn and beans this spring. Maybe we'll get one more bullish supply and demand number next month in February. But I think, you know, overall, it's really hard to justify prices this high. I don't see as much demand out there as a lot of other people did. Japan was the biggest importer of corn. So, and I just don't see where it's really going to come from with better than expected crops in Brazil, record production, a softening of demand from what I see. So again, I don't know where this came from today, but we're strong. So at any rate, it's pretty much the fun game for the rest of the week. If they want to buy the break, this is the break they've been looking for. A lot of people, $5 corn, we got down to $5. We took that out, got down to $4.92 last night. We got down under 13 bucks in the beans. So maybe this is the break guys have been looking to buy. But again, I just don't think we're going to have the same kind of buying power that we've had, but we'll have to see. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.